Mishna Beis. Kol HaGalina Metamus Metamus Veloi Metafas. All the pits of fruit, their status is that they're like a yad, that the transmission, it's some of them, they're not start, we're talking about that the pit is not edible and therefore it's not considered the fruit itself. The chiddush over here is that it's considered a yad. Before, we said that yad is something that you pick up the fruit with. Over here, the pit is in the inside of it, so it's a big chiddush. Why is it considered a yad? Yeah. Okay. There's another gear which is on the ground brings is that it's also mitzvahs and it's considered a shomer. And the idea behind that is that even though it's inside the fruit, but it's lemaisa protecting the fruit that's stuck out. If you cut the fruit in half, for example, the part that is opposite the pit will remain fresh. Galina shel roites, the pit of a fresh dates. Apple pisha yoitis mistarefis. Even though it can be removed, it is mistarefis. It's considered part of the food. The Rav learns that since it's very fresh, the pit is not fully hardened, and there's some truth in it that one can suck out of it. There's a considered food also part of the food itself. So evasion, once it dries out, then in mistarefis, because it's not considered the food itself, and also once it dries out, it separates from the flesh of the date, and it's not protecting the date either, even from the inside. Choytel is some type of membrane between the fruit and the pit. So if the fruit had already dried out, so this membrane gets stuck to the fruit itself, or to the date itself, and therefore it's considered part of the date, and it's mistarif to the date. If it's fresh, then it's ain't a mistarif, because the membrane gets stuck onto the pit. And we're talking about when we read it, it's still in a state. It's in a state that the pit is not edible. So the membrane, which is connected to the pit, is also not considered food. Galina shmiktasa yoitza, if you have a pit which, part of the food was removed from around the pit. So basically you have some food stuck onto the pit and part of the pit jutting out, which is not surrounded by the food. So shkenegad oichom mitzaris. The part which is connected, stuck, still has food stuck onto it, that is mitzaris. That is considered a shomer, protecting the inside area that is stuck onto it. But the part that is jutting out, it's not mitzvah, it's only considered a yad, the way to pick up the fruit, and it's not something that's protecting the fruit. The same idea is about the bone that has meat. If you have a bone which has meat stuck onto it, so the part of the bone which is opposite where the meat is where the meat is stuck onto is mitzvah, because it's also protecting, it's keeping the meat that is stuck onto it fresh on the point of contact between the meat and the bone. But the rest of the bone is not mitzvah, it's just a yad. Yeah. Olav mitzad echod. If the meat was on one side of the bone, but not surrounding the entire bone, Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Moshe Kilu makifu v'tabat. Rabbi Shmuel says that if you have enough meat, that if you spread the meat around, that it puts around that piece of bone, like a ring around the bone, then the entire bone that is opposite the meat is considered a shema, and it's mitzaref. Combined to the shear of Kevetis and some other things. So, only that which is actually opposite the meat is mistaris. You don't add anything by the fact that you have a lot of meat in to spread the meat around. And also, if you're going, see of the age of the cronus. These are different types of plants that also seem to have. Some edible parts that are stuck, that have a branch stuck onto them. The same concept applies over there, that the part of the branch which is stuck onto the food is considered a shema and it's mistab to the branch, and the rest of the branch is not mistab, it's not considered a shema.